Missing U.S. vets, possibly on Russian TV. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. For the first time since two Americans went missing while fighting in Ukraine, Russian TV airs videos claiming to show the captured vets. In one of the videos, Alexander Druke had this message for his mother and his dog, Diesel.
Mom, I just want to let you know that I'm alive, and I hope to be back home as soon as I can be. So love, Diesel, for me. Love you.
He and Andy Wynn are from Alabama. The State Department has not confirmed the videos and says now a third American has been reported missing. Meantime, Russian forces have released a celebrated Ukrainian medic whose war videos were smuggled out of the besieged city of Mariupol by AP News. Yulia Paevska was freed yesterday, 3 months after she was taken captive on the streets of that city. Parents of children as young as 6 months may be able to get them vaccinated against COVID starting Tuesday if the CDC grants its go-ahead today. The CDC will follow the FDA, possibly. The FDA gave that first step authorization for use of Moderna, and Pfizer. The FDA's Dr. Robert Califf.
Our evaluation of the safety and effectiveness data for both of these EUAs followed our standard rigorous review process and included input from our independent advisory committee, who voted in support of the authorization.
These would be specially formulated vaccines by Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna. Vaccine doses would be available in most places starting next week. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A federal appeals court shoots down a Trump administration finding that the weed killer Roundup does not pose a serious health risk or cause cancer in humans. It's ordering the EPA to re-examine those 2020 findings. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
The labor shortage is hitting many professions, including a crucial one for the summer.
A Twin Cities YMCA is turning to seniors like Michael Shield.
A lot of times their grandparents, since they'll ask me, well, what am I doing here?
Now lifeguarding the same pool in St. Paul that he guarded back in the 1970s.
We all have the same education. We all have to pass the same American Red Cross course.
Shields is one of about 50 senior lifeguards who have signed up for duty as the YMCA and other public pools struggle to find workers during a national lifeguard shortage that's replaced guards with swim-at-your-own-risk signs or pool closures, even fewer swimming lessons. The National Recreation and Parks Association saying 8 out of 10 parks and rec departments can't find enough help. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Capitol Police arrest a group of staffers from The Late Show with Stephen Colbert for unlawful entry into a congressional office building.
The group came to the House office buildings to interview two members of the 1-6 committee, Adam Schiff and Stephanie Murphy. Capitol Police shooed the group away from the 1-6 committee hearing area because they did not have proper press credentials. Fox is told the House radio TV gallery denied them credentials because they are not news. However, Fox has confirmed that the group was let back into the Longworth House office building by an aide after 4 p.m. Fox is told the aide thought they had more interviews to do. They remained in the House office buildings unattended for hours.
Fox's Chet Pergram on Capitol Hill. And the face of American wrestling, Vince McMahon, steps aside as CEO and chairman of the WWE as the board investigates allegations of misconduct. The Wall Street Journal reports those allegations involve a secret $3 million settlement that McMahon agreed to pay to a departing employee with whom he allegedly had an affair. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.